A new leader of Britain will get handed a hot mess of an economy. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson just quit.
The process of choosing that new leader should begin now. And the timetable will be announced next week. And I've today appointed a cabinet to serve, as I will, until a new leader is in place.
Members of his cabinet have been resigning left and right over what they see as Johnson's loose relationship with the truth. Stocks listed in London jumped. So did the British pound after hitting its lowest point this week since early pandemic. Johnson will be replaced by a yet unnamed fellow conservative. Investors there have it figured maybe a new leader would have more political capital to cut taxes. For the economy there, there are many fish to fry. My marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, joins us now from London.
Well, inflation here is a big concern. It's gotten so bad that supermarkets have stopped stocking certain items. So one chain is in a disagreement over price with Heinz. So you cannot find the breakfast staple, baked beans, on the shelf in some supermarkets anymore. There's a certain brand of butter that is retailing for just more than $7 for about 4 sticks of butter. And the company said it understands the pressure that households are facing, but farmers are contending with big price rises too. These are all things that the next finance minister and government as a whole will certainly be looking at. The Conservative Party, though, wants to cut taxes to help households. It wants to be seen as doing something to help lessen this inflation burden. But as we know, that can be inflationary in itself.
All right. And as we start to talk about Boris Johnson's legacy, people may remember he was mayor of London, but we should also remind ourselves that Mr. Johnson was an architect of Britain leaving the European Union, Brexit.
Indeed, he did that. And the way that he did it was by grabbing support from a lot of the more working class towns and cities in the northern part of this country, which supported Brexit and believed Boris Johnson when he said that he would put in place a program to revitalize their sort of post-industrial regions. And he's implemented that plan. They call it the Leveling Up Agenda. And the bare bones of it is basically to move resources from London here in the southeast up north. But there's a report from Bloomberg this week that actually places that were lagging behind London are now further behind economically than they were when Boris Johnson took over.
Victoria, I got to ask you before we go. The other night, Britain's finance minister, the equivalent of our Secretary of the Treasury, quits over his view about Johnson's aggressive lack of candor. Now, the new guy as Chancellor of the Exchequer is only hours in this new post. He then calls for his prime minister, who just gave him a promotion. He calls on Johnson to quit. I have that right?
Yeah, you do. Things move fast around here. You just got to get your head around it.
Victoria Craig, Marketplace BBC in London. Great to talk to you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Tomorrow, the U.S. government's big reports on hiring and unemployment are due, covering June. Usually, a private company that does payrolls offers its own calculation 2 days before, using its own internal data. But the ADP report was nowhere to be found this time. It's taking the summer off for a renovation. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
The ADP employment report can be viewed as a preview of the government's official jobs numbers.
We crave leading indicators as economists.
That's Kathy Bosjancic, chief U.S. economist at Oxford Economics. Thing is, she says the ADP numbers often differ from the government's official tally, sometimes by as many as hundreds of thousands of jobs.
We tend to find that month to month, it's not a great leading indicator for us.
It's been challenging to keep track of how the pandemic has affected the labor market, says Kate Bond, chief economist at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth. Especially, she says, since the pandemic has affected certain sectors of the economy more than others.
And so statisticians, in their effort to see how a sample may reflect the broader population, have to try to adjust for those sort of sectoral differences in how work has changed due to the pandemic.
The ADP Research Institute says its new report will try to accommodate the changes the world of work has gone through. It'll start coming out again later this summer. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
More now on the persistent strength of the U.S. labor market. Fresh data yesterday showed there are still about 2 job openings for everyone looking right now. Between that news and unemployment rate of just 3.6%, people should be feeling pretty good about the economy. But as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, many are not.
Usually, when unemployment's low, people feel pretty optimistic about the economy. And when it's high, they don't. But lately,
we've seen this really dramatic divergence between consumer confidence and unemployment.
John Lear is chief economist at Morning Consult.
The jobs market has gotten particularly strong. At the same time, consumer confidence is at record lows.
Lear says a lot of that has to do with inflation.
Inflation is eroding Americans' views of the economy. It's eating into their purchasing power.
But even before inflation spiked, Darren Grant at Sam Houston State University says changes in the unemployment rate were less likely to change how people felt about the economy. Since the pandemic started,
increasing unemployment seems to cause less economic distress than before.
Grant says that's largely because when unemployment was really high during the pandemic, the government stepped in with stimulus checks, enhanced unemployment benefits, and the expanded child tax credit.
All of these 3 things together really helped households out a lot and buffered the impact of COVID on their bank accounts.
They also helped people feel more optimistic about the economy in general, despite high unemployment.
So then you start seeing that when unemployment is going down, optimism is not increasing to the degree that you'd expect.
Grant says it's not clear whether this is just an effect of the pandemic or a sign that people feel like the economy just isn't working for them anymore. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.